Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm not doubling for Marge Simpson this week.
No, you're back.
I'm back.
Yeah, we let Marge go on vacation.
God.
Yeah. Hey, our sponsor this hour is Team Power, our local John Deere Kubota tractor dealer. Team Power can do pretty much anything you want as far as tractors or ag equipment, lawn care equipment, turf equipment. They can do it all up there. They're at 3119 Twinview Boulevard. And their phone number is 226-9226, or you can reach them on the web at readingtractors.com. Go up and see them. They got good inventory right now, and they'd be happy to work with you.
Right off of I-5, super convenient.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. I was going to give people a congressional hot tip, actually two of them today, because, you know, we have a lot of misconceptions about how the world works. One simple one is that if you call your local congressman's office to talk about the election, whether you like them or they're the same, you know, your same party or not, they can't talk about elections. It's against the law. So they can't tell you how to vote on local propositions. They can't recommend local city council members. They can't do anything if you're unhappy about a mailer that the seated congressman sent out in the mail, or you want him to send out more. They can't do anything regarding elections. So don't call them for that. And when you do call them and they remind you of that, be courteous, say thank you, and go away.
Yeah, don't break out your fabulous vocabulary from another land.
Don't F-bomb them and hang up. It's just silly and rude. I mean, it's a law. They don't have choices. And the other thing, I was reading a thing on Facebook, and somebody was having a difficulty with the Veterans Administration in Texas getting coverage for something. And so people were recommending that they call the congressman in Texas. No. The way it works is you call the congressman where you live because they are your representative. We live in a representative republic, and representing people means we represent you, whether you are in town, out of town, other state, whatever the thing is. Your representative represents you all the time. Your representative represents you all the time. So call home, you know, call your congressperson, and then if they need to reach out to the office that's in the locale where you are, they'll do that for you. But that's kind of how that works.
That's how it works.
So there you go. Two hot tips for you.
Soldering iron in a fifth.
Little known facts that we should have learned in eighth grade, but never did. So, let's see. You can find all the things about We the People. We've been on the air for like 8 years. Not today. I know it feels like it already. It's only been a few minutes, but, you know, not 8 years today. But right around now, it was like October of 2010, and we've got archives stretching back to 2010. They are commercial free. They are no cost for you to listen to. Mm-hmm. A lot of the information still, obviously, is good. Because we're still fighting about immigration and everything else. We've been doing shows about that for years. So you have a ton of information. You can find it all at wethepeopleradio.us. And we have some guests with us that come on periodically to update us on topics where they are subject matter experts. And today we have Dr. Lyle Rapacki. He likes to tell you that, you know, we call him when our guest cancels at the last minute. But due to the fact that he's brought Jim's Stockstill with him
top
today.
Shelf. This time he's
that
top
means
shelf.
I called him on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So before we give him a microphone, I just want to get that out there before he throws me under the bus.
He's graduated.
He's moved on. He's an advanced guest now.
He's advanced.
Actually, it was pretty funny. On Monday, I got an email from another guy, Bruce Moran, that we have on frequently, and he said, when you talk to Lyle this weekend, have him talk about blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, we're not talking to him this weekend. We played a replay of him last weekend. You're reading the website wrong. It was like, oh, well, heck, let's call him. yes, we often do groupthink here. If you'd like to be part of the groupthink, my phone number and email, as well as Bill's phone number and email, are on the site at wethepeopleradio.us. There you go. So.
And I always answer my phone when it's on.
Oh, dear God, that's just a massive
when it's in
lie.
My pocket.
Massive lie. You know, where is the phone? Oh, it's at home. Oh,
I left it on a charger.
You know that commercial about mayhem, you know, where he's laying under the seat going warmer, warmer, cold. Yeah, that's Bill's phone. Okay, so don't ask me how that figured in. It's a little rabbit trail we took. Probably won't be the last one either.
Yellowbird.
Yeah. So Dr. Lyle Rapacki has been here before. I actually listed his previous appearances on here so you can click back and see what we've been chatting about. And I guarantee you we always have a good time. There's a lot of laughing. So if you find politics depressing, boring, and tiresome, you know, this is the alternative, actually. it will be fun, and you'll learn something, which is, I think, a good combination. So he's a private sector intelligence, behavioral analysis, and threat assessment specialist, if you can say that twice fast, since June of 2010. So he beat us to the punch. We didn't show up till October. But he's provided selected members of the Arizona legislature intelligence briefings on border security and threats to Arizona sovereignty. But he now lives in Texas. So I don't know if he broke up with them or not, or made new friends with Texas. I'm not sure. We'll find out about that. Oh, he sends me all sorts of snazzy updates. Some of them I can send out, some I can't. I don't know. It's really confusing. And Jim, I love it when we've had people on the show named Jim, because we have a great song for people named Jim. And this song fits great for him, too. He is nationally recognized for being a subject matter and security specialist in the area of maritime transportation systems, including but not limited to inland waterways, ports, and outer continental shelf. So pretty much everything we know nothing about. Jim serves on the Intelligence Subcommittee of the U.S. Coast Guard's Gulf of Mexico Area's Maritime Security Committee. He holds a secret clearance, which allows him to receive intelligence briefings and counterterrorism information in matters addressing potential threats to maritime domains in and contiguous with the United States. He graduated with honors in economics and marketing, along with receiving an MBA in international finance. Jim's been busy.
Yeah,
Jim's been very
busy. Boy.
He's held prominent positions in civic organizations and in the marketplace. Always good. You should always spend time in the marketplace, because otherwise you become a government drone, and we all know how that turns out. He served as the district chairman of the Republican Party for the state of Louisiana.
Huh.
So, Jim can be in charge of the red wave today. Got the maritime experience.
The red wave is on the horizon.
Got
I looked
the Republican
out there today,
thing.
And it's right there.
Red
you
wave
can
comes
see it
Tuesday.
Come over it's happening.
All right. All right, fellers. So we basically told you we'd introduce you, and then it's your fault from there. Go ahead.
So before this gets serious, Aaron and Bill and Jim raises the bar here. Let me, in my own little seventh grade level, say thank you for not calling me last night at midnight to see if I'm available today. I just want to say that first off. Secondly,
we're just excited you're going to have daylight savings time now that you're not in Arizona anymore. Now we'll actually know what time zone you're in.
Boy, I tell you, and you know this, Aaron, that threw me off, didn't it? You and I kept going over the watches and times.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think we're 2 hours ahead of you, and oh, my God,
well,
all
was
this
some,
complicated stuff.
Some dipstick was on Coast to Coast last night, kept telling everybody to spring forward. I was like, wow, look out the window.
And then I want to thank Bruce for recommending me. Checks in the mail, Bruce, if you're listening.
It was pretty funny.
And then I want to thank Bill and Aaron again publicly for allowing me to be on the show last week, and I didn't even know I was on the show. And I did get emails going, what a great show, Dr. Lyle. You know, when are you going to be back on? And I'm going, what are they talking about?
Yeah, I guess we should have given you a heads up on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. And even Bruce said, hey, that was a great show. It was funny. And I go, what are you talking about? That's the show you were on last week with Aaron. And I go, these people, I don't know what they're drinking, but... Oh, well, thank you, guys.
Well, we live in California, so, you know, we have a lot of options here.
Jim and I became associated several months ago, and I sent him a check every month to remain associated with me.
I was going
to
say, and after this, you might have wanted to wait longer.
You know, it's only $1.85 a month, but, I mean, it's still a check. I still send the check out.
Aaron, do your checks bounce as much as mine? Even $1.85, they bounce. So it's a question. And
one time.
I get Bruce ahead of time.
You got to get that call ahead. Check the bank.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, this show is crazy. This show is also heading down to that path of about
I know. But you know what? We're going to talk about serious things, and it's so... depressing. We thought we'd call it Barbarians at the Gate, because, we should call it Barbarians at the Gate 2.0.
Bill, Aaron and I talked about this a couple of days ago, and she said, how about Barbarians at the Gate? And I said, what a great timely topic, because that's exactly what I think Jim and I will present on a slew of issues dealing with the caravans, as well as what's taking place politically in our country. And there are barbarians at the gate, and we are under an assault, and it's increasing. It's not going to decrease come, let's see, Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. Let's do Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. It's not going to decrease because the 2020 elections are only so many months and days and weeks and hours away, and they're not going to relent. The Democrats, actually the Social Democrats, Socialist Democrats, Marxists, the idea, and part of it has to do with this caravan, the idea is to collapse the United States, to move us into a new world order, and to do away with our national sovereignty and do away with the Constitution of the United States, except maybe in title somehow, but basically do away with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, do away with our principles and our heritage, and collapse us into the new world order where all nations no longer have sovereignty status. They're all part of a global community. I remember when I first began to discuss this concept with members of the Arizona legislature, and then, as Aaron said, beyond that, to other elected officials, going back to 2010, and they would just scratch their head, and they looked like I was wearing tinfoil hat on my head, because I was talking about a global governance, doing away with our own national sovereignty. Well, here we are, almost on the verge of 2019, and we're also on the doorsteps of having that happen. And if Hillary Clinton had gotten in, I doubt seriously if this show, or at least our conversation today, would be happening. The movement toward the New World Order began right after Reagan left office under George Bush, and it's been a Republican Democrat, and so it really doesn't matter. And what we're having today is a very clear picture evolving of those that choose nationalism versus those that choose globalism. Globalism is part of the Marxist doctrine. Nationalism is what our founders gave us, and the line, if you will, it's becoming more clear every day, and it doesn't matter if it's a Republican or Democrat, but the line is very clear, and those that support nationalism, the exceptionalism of America, not because we're perfect, but because our Constitution, our Bill of Rights are an exceptional, Declaration of Independence are exceptional documents, ordered by God, by a bunch of men who were imperfect themselves, but understood that we were developing something that had never been seen before in the history of mankind. And so that alone made us exceptional, because we created a government and a form of government, a form of representation that had never been before. And so since those early days, there's been the attack to do away with that. And now, unfortunately, it's in full throttle, and I think that's what we're going to share today. And I know Jim's got tremendous insights, some in juxtaposition to mine, and then others that he brings to the table when we discuss this with other folks. So,
that was
Jim. Why don't I
hold on? Let's. We've got to take a really quick break, and then we'll come right back. And
okay. Sorry, guys.
We will return with the perfect intro song for Jim. And you're listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back.
Hustlers, the Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting.
son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
Hey, we're back. Lyle, you were talking about nationalism.
That's for you, Jim.
Yeah, that's for you, Jim. Nationalism versus globalism. And I find it interesting that the left is now making nationalism kind of a dirty word. If you're a nationalist, you support McCarthyism and
Hitler.
Hitler, yeah.
Hitler. Don't forget Hitler.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always Hitler.
Got to go with the Nazis. So, yeah, that was a great point.
Well, thanks. That's it for the day.
That's it.
Yeah, over. We're there.
and I
hit my home run.
And for a little free reading.
How come Jim gets a song and I don't? I get buckets. I get called at the last minute. And Jim gets a song.
You know, you can blame your parents for that. There are no songs about people named Lyle that I know of. And I think the Rapaki search is going to be painfully short.
Yeah, the Rapaki search may be hard.
Well, Jim, why don't you butt in here? Yeah.
Aaron, he had mentioned I was in charge of the red wave. Dr. Rapaki told me the only red wave I could talk about is making a distinction between crayfish and crawfish. For us down in Louisiana, it is actually crawfish. We don't know what crayfish are. So I wanted to add that, and now I'm done with my part of the show.
So we all have our little educational moment. It's crawfish. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, most of them think they're bait, but we actually eat those things. But I did want to go back to something that I've taught and to a few classes that Lyle knows and get into one part that's kind of serious, and I'll move on. When we looked at 2016, and we had a choice between, and I'm pretty candid, I'll just say the way it is.
We're pretty politically correct, so
dark
be careful.
Sorceress witch and a warlock.
Nice.
You know, the country kind of rallied around that evangelicals to say either we want a witch or a warlock. But you had the Soros, and we went through dark state, deep state. We went through the media. We went through the DNC, went through some of the intelligence agencies that were compromised, and we know that the polls were so bad they were even calling her Madam President, which is amazing to me that she believed her own lies, so she quit campaigning in some of the key states, so it kind of cost her. But when we look at that, we can see the upset and what Donald Trump had brought, and I want to immediately start with this. We say barbarians at the gate, and I really love that term. Dr. Rabaki and I were speaking to a group the other day, and we used marauders that are coming in, invading this country. Dr. Rabaki had some intelligence that was from various sources he skimmed through, and it was, we made sure it got directly to the president, it got directly to John Bolton, and it got directly to some of those people. And it reminded me of something that happened in January of 2017. There was a booklet that came out in January of 2017 on how to resist Trump, and it's 26 pages long. And I want to just barely read this one paragraph on the introduction of this way to defeat Trump. Note to immigrants and non-citizens, the U.S. Constitution ensures your equal representation for all individuals. And it goes non-citizens through the lack of the right to vote, and it carries three paragraphs. It says that we are obligated to provide anything personally identifiable they need to help them, food, clothing. And you look and you see what's happening today at the borders, and you know it's Soros-funded, and Dr. Rapaki has some other areas where it's funded. this goes back to 2017, and I had sent this to the president before he was inaugurated, and to Governor Pence, and to a couple other people. So this is not a happenstance. This just didn't happen overnight. This has been part of the playbook, and Dr. Rebecca and I talked the other day about Saul Alinsky and, you know, his rules for radicals. I want to, one last paragraph, and then I'll leave it at this. But this is quoting Saul Alinsky on the rules for radicals of what the liberals, alt-left, and the Democrats are following. Quoting him, lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history, and who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins, to which is which. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer, Saul Alinsky.
Wow.
Any means justifies the end. So they followed this. Look at Kavanaugh, which was a declaration of war. They have followed this playbook, as Dr. Rapaki said, going back several administrations. It just happened to be the previous eight that it really came into focus, and they made progress because, as he said, I don't need Congress. I need a pen, and I need a telephone. And we see how he tried to change society. And Madam President, who had promised our Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch, the Supreme Court, position on the Supreme Court, and they had everything lined up. She had her cabinet members named. It threw them in turmoil. So they have accelerated their war on the United States and have done everything to resist this president. So you take both of those, a manuscript that was put together, funded by Barack Obama, which is a mile away from the White House, and it's the same book they're playing by, and then they go back to this Saul Alinsky rule for radicals, and I'll let Dr. Rapaki say anything from that point.
Well, Aaron and Bill, I believe on a show that we all did a couple months back, I referred to you all the playbook that was being followed by the Democrats, and that's the one that Jim's just now quoting from. But there's another one, and I thought I sent it to you. If not,
yeah,
I apologize
we have it,
on air, and I'll do it.
No, we actually have it posted, and I was looking to see if that was the show we did last week, oddly enough.
Oh, okay. Because those playbooks, there's two of them. One is how to go after Trump and get him out of office, to impeach him and or to nullify. The plan was to have him impeached within 6 months, 9 months of becoming president. Failing to do that, their backup plan was to neuter him in every shape and form. Well, you know, when you began to read that stuff, it didn't make a lot of sense, possibly, because it's like, well, how could you neuter him? How could you stop his administration? We now know, 2 years later, that they had infiltrated the White House and every other agency in the executive branch with Obama holdovers, etc. And they have been very effective at stopping the Trump Make America Great program, or at least slowing it down. And yet, in spite of that, in spite of all of their work, you can take a look at the accomplishments that President Trump has achieved, and it's quite remarkable. And that just throws them into even more of a tizzy, because they don't know what to do. As Jim was pointing out, not only did they have their entire cabinet chosen, and, of course, White House staff, but they were already prepared to pack the Supreme Court, which would have
yeah,
done
that
it.
Was the
that would have been it.
That was the big epic fail on their part.
Yes, ma'am.
We've got to take a really quick break, and then we'll be
yes,
right
ma'am.
Back. All right, we're here with Lyle Rapaki and Jim Stockstill, and all that information can be found at WeThePeopleRadio.us. Be right back. we go. That's what's going on in the caravan today.
Mm-hmm.
That's our. That's the. That was the news right there. All right, men. Where do we go next? I think it was. I think the ball is back in Lyle's court.
Well, since the segue there is on the caravan, let's do a quick maybe update, and then maybe even segue into the next part of the show on that, and Jim can add to this. The caravan is stopped right now in the state of Oaxaca, Mexico, and that's about 600 miles south of our border.
And for all those people looking at a map, that would be Oaxaca or whatever it is.
Yeah, Oaxaca.
It's Oaxaca.
Oaxaca,
so,
Mexico.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm very fortunate to have an asset, an air asset, that has been flying over the caravan the past so many days. And I apologize now, Bill and Aaron, if I either can't answer a question or I'm a little vague. Maybe Jim can then pick up and do a little bit more, but there's just some things that I really can't discuss in real clarity, and I don't mean to be mysterious or weird. It's just I cannot. They're too sensitive. But for the last so many days, several days, I've had an air asset that's been able to fly over, and we've been able to track and take a look at this in real time. Likewise, I've been very fortunate to have a couple of assets embedded in the caravan, and that has helped a lot with what the media is not reporting, or the spin that the Democrat extension media is reporting. The caravan, the main caravan, is stopped in Oaxaca. There's about 10,000 people there. There's a second caravan and a third caravan. There was a fourth caravan, but the fourth and third seem to have teamed up, and they're about a day and a half behind the main caravan. So, in essence, you're going to have three caravans converging on the state of Oaxaca, be like the state of California within the United States. Oaxaca is one state within the country of Mexico. From what we're being told from law enforcement sources and government officials in Mexico, the Mexican president, incoming president, is a very strong ally with President Trump. He wants to partner with the United States. They've already done away with NAFTA as it was brought in by Obama, and they've rewritten it with Canada and Trump taking the lead to make this more equitable for all three nations, but especially for the United States, which was getting screwed under Obama and Bush. The government of Mexico has decided to step in and to do what they can to turn this caravan around and not support it. And one of the first ways they did this is they had several federalities, their Mexican police, state police, and the Mexican military stop any buses, rail lines, and flatbed trucks that had been used to transport these caravan members. They've stopped that. I don't know if something else will pop up here. We're still monitoring everything, but that is what has brought this to a complete stop, much to the shock of the organizers, which are Marxists and globalists. No one saw this coming. There are at least 20 nations represented in this caravan. There's actually more. And you can go to the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, website and actually see some of the nations, but some of the more concerning people involved in this are Somalians, Bangladesh, Sri Lankas, people from Haiti, other Middle Eastern countries, Cuba nationalists. This is not a group of Mexicans saying, hey, we want to work and we really want a better life. These are people from across the world who are, for the most part, very hostile. They are globalists in their own right. 80% of this caravan are young males, 16 to maybe 40. I've been reporting, and I sent up to various sources, 16 to 35. I've had to correct that now based on some additional information. So between the ages of 16 and 40, males, and 80% of this caravan. Now, if you just do 80% of 10,000, somebody do the math that's smarter than I. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And that's military age and military fit, and there are gangbangers involved in that. We also know from Department of Homeland Security, who released some information, that there are 270 known criminals in there, and that's based on DHS findings, not anyone else's. That's Department of Homeland Security findings and interviews. People wanted for assault, armed robberies, sexual assault on children, assault with deadly weapons. I got a kick out of it last week when a CNN reporter was trying to rally support for these folks, and he interviewed a person wanted for murder, manslaughter here in the United States. He escaped.
I saw that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay,
it's like, oh, oops.
They also interviewed a fellow who was convicted of human trafficking. I mean, he was part of the caravan as well.
Yes. Exactly. So these are not, excuse me, these are not poor little people that want a better life. Not at all. No, not at all. There were more than today now, but there were women and children, but they were mostly the rouge. I'm sure there were some that were well-intended, but for the most part, they were a setup. A lot of them turned around because the males in this caravan turned on the other people in the caravan. Extremely hostile group of people, very angry. There are reports of sidearms, and they've become very adept at Molotov cocktails and rocks and slings.
Well, Cisco's got the whiskey and Poncho's got the wine, so Molotov cocktails for everyone, huh?
Pretty much, yep. And they were mass producing it as a form of weaponry. So, and this is not opinion. This is all stated through federal authorities, both on the United States side and the Mexican side. So it came from very vetted positions, vetted sources. The whole idea here was to get in to the United States, not to go to work, not to become American citizens, but to team up with networks that are already here.
Sure.
And that may be something Jim likes to pick up on.
The other, though, back to the first part, you wouldn't mention anybody from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. I didn't say that, but somebody could have said.
Could have accidentally brought in some Iranian military guard?
Sure. Yeah, the Iranians.
Huh.
But I find two things ironic, that you have over $30 million spent on food and water stations and clothing and porta potties and these things along the way. Yesterday or day before, they reported that on behalf of this caravan, they filed suit against the United States for protecting their border and not allowing them in. And I thought,
how dare we?
What idiot or what fruitcake would do this? And then I realized people who claim to be Indian that are not Indian and people like that that do such things. But it is one of the things that Dr. Rapaki and I surprise people. There are many, and it was very informative, that go down into Mexico and they spend 9 months there. They blend in with the culture. They watch how they dress. They watch their lifestyle. They do everything that they can to mimic that so that they can blend in. So it wasn't an overnight caravan that we decided just to move through. Some of those go into the countries and spend a considerable amount of time to adjust to the culture. And let's say if they're Middle Eastern, to adjust to that culture, and then are able to blend in. But one of the things that's torn apart, as Dr. Rapaki said, is the infighting has caused many of them to turn back and realize this was all a sham to begin with. Some were naive enough to think it was real. In the middle of it is the pedophiles, in the middle of it is rapists, in the middle of it is cold-blooded killers. When they started to realize that children would be safe, they weren't safe, and they started turning back. So in essence, what's left of the different ones, and Dr. Rebecca hadn't even touched on the ones in Europe and other areas, they're doing the same thing. So this is being organized on a worldwide basis, We're simply looking to see the invasion of happening in the United States.
I tell you what, this is the
this is the
stuff that honestly the media just absolutely lies about. But the part where they want to get everybody upside down so that, you know, we're not oppressing poor people. They're just coming here. I mean, the narrative is going to blow up pretty quick if we're just down to, you know, men aged 16 to 40 who have, you know, a lot of them have criminal background. So let's take a really quick break. Otherwise, we'll be up at the top of the hour, and we'll be back with our guests, Dr. Lyle Rabacki and Jim Stockstill. Phil's doing a little dance over here. Here we go. That's the Spanish portion of the program. You're back. You're listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. All right, Dr. Rabacki, I believe the ball is in your court this time. Deep breath. Yeah, that was good. I like that.
These caravans are made up of military-trained young males, many of whom are carrying weapons of one form or another. This is vetted. This is verified. It's not an opinion. They have now, because they've been stopped in Oaxaca, they're turning extremely hostile and are attacking or attempting to attack the very troops and the federalities, the Mexican police that have sidestepped them there or pushed them to the side. The same thing is happening over in Europe, as Jim mentioned. Simultaneously with this caravan coming northbound into the United States, a caravan of similar nature was taking place in Europe, almost a carbon copy. So once again, that demonstrates what we said at the top of the show, which is the plan is to collapse nationalism in multiple countries, nations across the globe, and to create a global community where there are no nations. There's just one global community and a global government. The UN came out day before Friday and announced that it is their plan, and they are going to double down to have in place a global governance by 2030. When I find the full report, I will send it to you, Aaron and Bill, and you can do with it as you wish. But again, this has been part of their game plan all along. But for them to come out and to be so formal now and to relegate themselves to that becoming a main focal point is something new. And what it says to me, and this is my opinion, but what it says to me is that they are extremely upset, nervous, hateful about Trump's last speech to the UN, which was clearly a presentation to the UN General Assembly about American nationalism, and that his authority, responsibility, loyalty was to America and America first, and as America thrived, so would those that are friends of America. I have his full text. I'll be glad to send that to you also. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to see how clear Mr. Trump spoke. And it reminded me again of Mr. Reagan, who also was a nationalist. And the UN has come unglued at the thought that here is this guy who we could have for another 6 years. Is that right? Five and a half years.
Yeah.
Pushing what he's already done and proven in the last 2 years. If you just take a look at these last 2 years, look at where we are today compared to when Obama was contaminating the White House.
Oh yeah, he was.
And it's remarkable.
Yeah, he was. He was going to buy the world a Coke and sing "Kumbaya." Yeah.
Took James Taylor over there.
Yeah, yeah. That was brilliant.
Let me bring in two points. It's amazing that both sides, Klein, Schumer, and some others, have suddenly began to find scripture again and biblical principles
that they
haven't thought about in a long time. So I guess they dusted off Bibles of their staff members and found some scriptures they could use. But one of the things that we found out from Julius on, and it upset them, is we knew that the cabal was together. The media and the whole part of it was one group for one purpose. And I'm going to mention something that I'm going to let Dr. Rapacki expound on it, but Gorsuch was a wake-up call. Kavanaugh was a call to war. When you look at nationalism, and he has made it in his last speeches at his rallies, and it has generated applause and normal, but TPP, NAFTA, his ultimatum to NATO, is exactly as Dr. Rapacki said. These people in Brussels and throughout the world are livid. But let's make something real clear for a lot of the listeners. This election is not about abortion, Roe versus Wade. This election is about adding another person to the Supreme Court. Because what may be coming after November that under classified information, that every time it's classified, it means everybody in the country finds out, it seems like, at least in the past, is you have a Supreme Court that when you have the type of sealed indictments that are waiting that will come out, and it's going to be a reverse of what it was before, with a Hillary Rodham Clinton as president, they were already asking pastors throughout Texas for the sermons, the copy of the sermons, FEMA camps, the whole thing of conspiracy people was actually reality. Now they're looking, and under a person called Q, a lot of intelligence follows this person, male or female, that there are sealed indictments for many of the people that we see on television, many of the people that have served in elected positions in the past that are going to be indicted. And much of this will have to either go through a military tribunal or it will go all the way up to the Supreme Court. So this is not a fight over Roe versus Wade, even though it's Murder Incorporated, Planned Parenthood. This is about what's coming ahead and the people paying the price for the crimes they committed with not only Uranium One, Benghazi, and many of the other things. Listen to Donald Trump. And his whistle or his code word is a storm is coming. Mm-hmm. And you will hear him several times say that, a storm is coming. And he had 23 people in the room the other day with him, exactly 23, 3-2-3, to go with Skull and Bones and that whole group to send them a message. A storm is coming, and it's going to be a storm that you're not going to like. This is an all-out war for them, so no matter the money Soros and others spend, for them it's whether they have a one world government or they get set back another 50 years. I'll turn it over to you, Dr. Lau.
The globalists, again, Republican and Democrat, have been working diligently to change our entire judicial system into a legislative branch. It was never meant to be. Our Constitution doesn't authorize it in any shape or form. And yet, more and more, we have seen examples of courts legislating law versus interpreting law. That was one of the game plans to collapse our Constitution and to turn us into a global institution. The Supreme Court had to be packed. That was the plan with Obama and Hillary. By God's grace, that did not happen. And now we've had two justices chosen that are both constitutionalists, and I believe we're going to see two more in fairly soon succession. That will give the Supreme Court of the United States, for the first time in I don't know how my lifetime, a conservative constitutional foundation. It has not been. Likewise, if you take a look at the work that Mr. Trump has been doing, and even the Department of Justice, they have been finding constitutional-minded people for the federal courts and the district courts, and they have, I may be off on the number here, and I apologize to anyone, I think it's 114 or 144 federal court judges that have been appointed and confirmed, and they're all constitutionalists, because the plan here is to reverse what you all have in California with it, which is the Ninth Circuit of Marxists.
So, and I think even the Ninth Circuit is under scrutiny right now, and could be
we could get a few
changing.
People on that
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Bill, you're right. There's two justices that they're looking to appoint, and Mr. Trump did not go to Dianne Feinstein or your other Marxist senator out there. Didn't even consult with them. Didn't talk to them at all. And is ready to appoint two justices for that Court of Appeals. So,
but let me ask, before you move through, so that we don't move past the Supreme Court, and this is typical of their playbook, that when they thought they were going to beat Donald Trump, they said he better live up to the results of the election. And they were worried about that. And now we see 2 years after the election, they haven't done that. So they were counting on, with Judge Scalia, people have different thoughts on that, but he deceased. And so he was being able to be replaced. And the one thing I give McConnell credit for, if any, is he held onto the seat. But isn't it amazing that as soon as Kavanaugh went on, our great illustrious former Attorney General Eric Holder, that beacon of truth, now calls it an illegitimate Supreme Court. So that's their next thing, is to say that this Supreme Court, because of Kavanaugh, and the lady just recounted her lies that she had said, but it is now illegitimate.
Yeah, that's...
They get what they want. They try to delegitimize what the people want, the same way they did the election when Trump was elected.
Yeah,
you could never get to 270.
The bad part is they did it with people who were liars.
Yeah, they can't get their way, then nobody gets to play. So we've got to take a hard break.
We're going to get cut off by the news, men, but we're going to come back with you guys. So we're going to be back with Dr. Lyle Rapacki and Jim Stockstill. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. The theme song for all the legal immigrants, just in case everybody gets thrown into one pile, because you know you always have the people who say, they're always hating on the immigrants. No, legal immigrants, magical. All the people who think that song is great, you can please feel free to apply, and we should make all haste and get you in here.
And when you're applying, fly the American flag. Don't fly the
if you're marching
foreign...
toward the country and you're carrying your own flag, that's a dead giveaway. Just a little FYI.
Little hint there.
Yeah. So anyway, you're listening to We the People. This is the second hour, and we've had a couple phone calls about the archives because people want to send the show to other people. So the way that usually works, okay, if all goes well, about 10 minutes after the show, the archive with commercials and everything, the entire archive of the show is posted. Every now and then there's some sort of failure on my part. But today, we feel lucky, so we should have archives up for you very quickly. And then Robert takes the commercial breaks out for you, and usually by 3:30, 4 o'clock, we can get those posted on there. But the page never changes. If you send it to your friends in the new archive posts, it'll still be the same web page and all that stuff. So good to share it on social media and all that stuff. And It'd be nice for people to actually get factual information, so we appreciate you forwarding that out. So, my name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff. And we have a sponsor this hour, Team Power.
And who is that, Bill?
Huh?
Who is that?
That'd be Team Power. Team Power, our local John Deere Kubota tractor dealer up in Shasta Lake City. Maybe you haven't heard, they're on 3119 Twinview Boulevard.
What do they do?
Well, they sell tractors.
What
and
color?
They work on tractors, primarily green and orange. That's your number one and number two brands in the United States right now. But, yeah, they work on them. They sell them. They sell parts for them. They do it all up there.
And I go am by and so see them. Helpful.
You really are not helpful. But their phone number is 226-9226, or you can get them online at ReddingTractors.com.
Ta-da! So,
yeah. Okay, go ahead and help out now.
Nice nice dismount, Bill.
That was. That was a 10.
That's totally a 10.
Despite my my help.
You know, I do love to assist.
Yes.
It's nice to change it up a little bit, you know? You can't do everything the same way all the time. Yeah. All right,
okay.
So let's swiftly go back to our guests, because this is a hot topic. We labeled today's show Barbarians at the Gate for a reason. We'll have the men give you a synopsis of exactly who is moving toward the southern border of the U.S., despite reports to the contrary from CNN, ABC,
well, you know,
NBC,
I'm really kind of
blah,
impressed
blah, blah.
at the speed at which they're reaching the border. Because, what, they have like 2,500 miles to travel. And
yeah, but they were getting buses and stuff. Now they're not going to get the buses. And
yeah, well,
they just went back to the slow way.
Yeah, they're almost at the pitchfork and torch stage of the game here. So
yes, and hopefully we can keep them
attention.
Far away. So we have Dr. Lyle Rapacki with us. I'm not going to read his whole bio, but it's on here and it's fun. And you'll like it. But he does behavioral analysis and threat assessment stuff. So, you know, before you call him up and tell him things, you should think about it, because he's busy threat assessing you and all of that.
Checking your stuff.
And he still comes back on the show with us, which is so funny. He's just such a glutton for punishment. We lure him in with the funny songs. And then Jim Stockstill, he's got a fun bio. Let's see. Let's pick out the most fun things, because I read the whole thing before. But he is a subject matter and security specialist in the area of maritime transportation systems. And that's pretty cool. I don't think I know anybody who does that at all, ever. He also has a secret clearance. He holds a secret clearance. So we are hearing from someone who gives us their name. Oh, and there's a picture of him on here, too. It's a fun picture. And it's a nice secret clearance. And little addition to the website here I made a bit ago from our friend Bruce Moran, I think is where I got it. It includes 632 acts of media-approved violence and harassment against Trump supporters. 632,
wow.
And there are links to all of them. So it isn't just like a list and you got to believe us. It gives dates, the players, and links to the news stories.
And I just want to mention, if you do click on Jim's picture on the site there, don't bother leaving your information, because he'll already have it at that point.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that in, Bill. All right, men, you've had 5 minutes to reconnoiter. Where should we go from here?
Well, I sent you and Bill
two
briefing booklets on the plans to disrupt the Trump administration.
Yes, and we have those posted.
And yes, you did. Yeah, super. But for those who are listening, please go to We the People, your website, and pull those out. You really do want to read them. They're quick reading, but they're very troubling. What we really have here is, and I'm quoting from my own commentary on one of my briefings that you have, is a harsh and unsettling truth is that an active assault has been launched to collapse the Trump administration into pure rubble. Yet Americans are still in denial. They're preoccupied with all the things of life and unable to see behind the curtain at a diabolical elite influencing, funding, and directing actions against this nation. So there is a true active assault underway to collapse this nation. That is hard for most Americans to grasp, especially when you look outside like I am right now, and it's a beautiful day here in North Texas. We've had lots of rain, but right now it's calm, cool, fall, beautiful flowers, and it's like, what assault? Who's attacking this nation? What do you mean they want to collapse the United States of America? Go away. And that's what we're up against, are people who are still in great denial about that. And yet, document after document, activity after activity is demonstrating that which we're talking about right here today, which is the caravans, the other things that Jim has mentioned, are all part and parcel of a very organized, very well funded, and not just by Soros. I mean, you know, the guy's a demonic. He doesn't believe in God. He said so. This is not my opinion. He said he doesn't believe in the United States. He doesn't believe in a God at all. And he hates the United States. He hates Trump. These are his words, not mine. And yet, he gets a little bit more credit than he should get. The nation of Venezuela is also supporting financially this caravan. And there are other groups and other people. There are people out of Hollywood who are supporting this financially.
I don't think anybody has trouble believing that.
Maybe not, Aaron. You may be right on that one. But there are collectively people who claim to be Democrat, okay, but when you really start to listen to them, they're Marxists.
Yeah.
And there's no cutting around it. That's what they are. And they believe in a Marxist doctrine that they want to see imposed on the United States of America. And that's what we have going on when we talk about an active assault underway. Jim, you wanted to throw a few things in here.
I wanted two things, Bill and Aaron. We were talking about people being asleep, but let me speak first about that marauders and the invasion, the barbarians at the gate. They are going to designated cities that they already know of.
Yes.
If you look at Antifa, when Antifa comes out, it looks like a SWAT team. With the black uniforms, the black helmets. Hey, these are not normal protesters that the media likes to portray. And people can get upset. You mentioned Black Lives Matter, Maxine Waters and political leaders encouraging, confronting any of those that support Trump or in the GOP. And we've seen too many instances of that. You never see any of that from a conservative group of people protesting. They usually argue policy. They don't go to violence. So that group is trying to meet up with those that are already here. We've seen Antifa, but we haven't seen the worst of the worst because they're still underground. They're still, as we would call, sleeper cells. And the Justice Department at one time, even under Comey, said there's each state has investigations for sleeper cells within them. So this is a concerted effort of those coming in, and the day of war and the day of carnage for those that are in here so that they can hit the streets, and we've seen what they do. But one of the things to me that I talk to, and so does Dr. Rapaki, I talk to and have network access to about 250 evangelicals. He has even probably triple that, more so than that. But what we did in 2016, we rallied the troops and we saw Hillary Rodham Clinton and you know, Tim Kaine, and we said, no, that's not the direction we want to go into. And when the election was over and all the people on CNN and MSNBC were weeping and crying the whole night, and they finally got over it for a week, many of the conservatives, and I'm an independent conservative, former GOP office holder, and then just in general, evangelical, the piece that did not get out and vote for Romney, but the piece that did get out and vote and put Trump over, they thought it was over. We won the game. In actuality, that began the game.
Yes.
We were in the first quarter, and that was a kickoff.
Yep.
Because these evil people that follow Saul Alinsky and the Rules for Radicals and how to eliminate and terminate and resist anything to do with Trump, they're busy 24/7, and they're spending a lot of money trying to do what they need to do. So that was my point to the audience, is many people have gone back to their sofa or the recliner or their everyday life, and things are better because Trump is there, the economy is doing. But there is a storm on the horizon.
Yep.
And there is a war planned by these people that hate this country and want it to be something else. So just, not dramatic, not theatrical, but just practical to say, folks, we're just started in this battle. We need him for another 2 years, and after that for another four, to undo the mess that previous administrations have done to this country.
Yep, and it isn't going to happen by accident. People are going to have to actually help. I mean, they're going to have to help local candidates. They're going to help all year round. I mean, we can't just have a Tuesday election and then everybody goes to sleep again.
Right. Well, the big part is you got to get out and vote.
Yeah, that
too. Don't sit back.
Yeah, just figure out a way. You know, I have people who are leaving town, things like that. It's like, go to your county clerk's office, figure it out. But don't let Tuesday pass you by. We've got to take a really quick break, and we'll be back with our guest. I believe that's Lyle, who's choking in the background. We'll be back to help you with that, Lyle. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. My alarm clock on my phone. This is the part where I turn it off because it starts to bug me. And we're back. All right, Lyle, straight to you. Or not.
I was going to jump on it. One more thing.
Aaron, Lyle fumbles the ball.
I was thinking, when I ran for office, I was thinking, your platform. I want my platform to be, I'm going to raise your taxes 40%. I'm going to do all that I can to let anybody and everybody in this country, no matter who they are. I'm going to put coal miners out of business. I'm going to shut off the oil and gas so that we are dependent on the Middle East again. And any other thing I can think of to hurt the country, that's my platform. And I really like that. So
I want you to vote for me. Where do I send the check?
I can't even imagine. I mean, somehow my mind doesn't screw around. How does anybody, this country that loves this country, vote for something like that?
Oh, well, it's really easy. I could give you a terrific example. We have a 34-year-old woman in the 1st Congressional District running against the current member of Congress who was on the radio, the station, as a matter of fact, just the other day. And he said something about that she was a Democrat. He had made that comment because she is, and she's running as a Democrat. And she said, it's just so weird when you keep calling me a Democrat. It's just so, I just don't even know who you're talking about because I just don't think of myself as a Democrat. It's like, what are you talking about?
Exactly right.
And that's the ploy. It's a Second Amendment. She was on record saying that she wanted to confiscate guns. That came out really, really early. And then she realized
I forgot that one. See, you helped me.
Yeah, that wasn't popular. I'm a gun owner. I'm a gun owner. I'm not going to take anything, but I think we should, regulate them and nobody should have certain, And so the reason people are sucked in by that is they sound kind and fuzzy and friendly and they skirt the issues. They don't actually tell you they're going to raise your taxes. So
I was wondering if I spent, $90,000 for an MBA. If people get to go to college for free and they get free help, is there somebody I can go back and sue the college for the money because I didn't get to go through for free?
Of course, your rebate.
I forgot to mention was free college and free health care.
What about all the people who've paid to come to the country legally? What about all these people who've paid to come to this country legally and spent years and years and years and thousands in legal fees And these other guys, you know, I don't know, crawl under the wire or, you know, swim through the river or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what the heck? These guys are still waiting and paying.
You are exactly right.
That's just such a ripoff. That just irritates me to no end. And I think that's why they're losing a lot of the Hispanic vote. Because people are going, hey, wait a second.
I see it set your trigger off.
Yeah.
You let your trigger go off.
I know.
You get in a safe spot for a minute.
You know,
just
no. Just irritates me to no end.
We know people personally who are on that list and are waiting to become citizens that have been here for years, and they have to renew, and they're still waiting to get citizenship. And when they hear this...
Yeah, that these guys are going to get a magic wand waved over them.
I should just
jump
the border, and I'll get amnesty. You know, it's just
not... Or people waiting for a wife or a husband or something from another country, and, you know, they've done it all legally, but they're basically being punished for doing it legally. And we have to stop doing that.
Exactly right.
So anyway, there you go. Sorry.
I believe that's why the legal aliens, you know, the popularity for Trump is actually up there, and the media won't report that he is doing better with the black community. He's also doing better with the Hispanic community than what the media wants to portray.
Oh, I think they had
Hillary winning by 20%.
Yeah. So I think they'll report it on Tuesday.
Never like I've ever before.
Right.
Well, it's funny when people get to finally go back to work and, you know, their families are doing better and all those kinds of things. But of course, Obama did that. He fixed the economy.
Yeah, it's just coming
around
now.
He just did it like a magic trick. It just
showed
up later.
It's things that he did that are now finally coming to pass. Thank goodness. What a bunch of hogwash.
And you did not build that. That's his other, you know, you didn't build your business, you know.
Government did.
Yeah. He has some whoppers, doesn't he?
That's stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning, and people
sorry
still believe him.
Sorry,
yeah. Oh, sorry, Lyle. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, we got into mysticism of how Obama, you know, just magically got the economy going. He's not getting credit for it, and he's mad. That's amazing to me.
There you go. This is where Lyle pipes up and says, who pulled your string?
There is one other thing. Can you, not one time did the Federal Reserve, and I got to be careful because anybody talks about the Federal Reserve, they better check their brakes and watch their food. The Federal Reserve never raised rates one time during that administration.
True.
And every time you turn around, they want to raise them again. And I think there's something ironic about that, isn't it? That with him, no interest rates, and now he's claiming credit for this economy, even when the Feds continue to raise the rates. So they continue doing what the cabal tells them to do.
Well, I think people are smarter than that. I think when they really step back, look at the progress that's happened in the last 2 years, look at the economy, look at the job rate, look at the unemployment rate. You know, you take all of that, and do you want to go back? Do you want to go back to what it was? Because they couldn't make that work. They couldn't make that happen.
No.
They had all these shovel-ready jobs that were bought and paid for, and they still didn't happen. So I think people are going to go, no, I think we'll just stay on this track for a little longer and see where it plays out. And I think
Bill, the only thing I have to say to that is I weep almost because I watch Waters World, and I have hope, and then I hear these people on Waters World, and I don't even know where they live. What planet they live on. So there are some of those out there that Jesse Waters interviews these people. But
well, the thing is that those are the same people that haven't got the gumption to go out and vote. So I really don't take too much of that to heart.
That's the good news. They still think they're springing forward today.
Yeah, I looked at a poll the other day that only like from the 18 to 29-year-olds, only like 14% or 13% actually vote. But they all have an opinion.
I think election day for the end of the 8th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying with that local congressional candidate, pretty humorous. Big thing about mean evil corporations. You know, you can't take any money from anybody who might be affiliated with a corporation. But she's got a bunch of money coming in from MoveOn.org. But she's not a Democrat.
What?
It's like what? And then, you know, sent out a big mailer to a bunch of unregistered voters, which is always a terrific way to spend your money. But, yeah, they just have some weird ideas, these guys.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes?
Yeah, Aaron, are you going to a break right now? Because I have, I'll wait.
Did you want me to?
Break. I just had my, well, no, I have
Did the station owner call you?
Just came in. In fact, it's coming in right.
Has it given up?
All right, get it together. We'll take a break.
All right, you have 2 minutes.
Thanks for reminding us, and we'll take a break. And when we come back,
Lyle, you can get it right off the press for us.
Our dad told us to take a break, so we're going to do it right now.
Well, no, we need the commercials because you're paying me for this.
Oh, there you go. That $1.86 right. comes hard.
I got to cover the checks. I'm sending out to Bruce and Jim and everybody.
Jim. Do you take Illinois gift certificates? Because I have some of those for you.
All right. And the last half hour, we're going to talk more about the caravan because we got to go back to that and any of the intel you guys have that people need to know. So we don't want to actually derail on that. So you're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us, and we will be right back. About immigration every week because there's a lot of good music for that. All right, Lyle, it's your turn.
Okay, thanks. the reason I asked about going to the commercial is just as we were getting ready to do that, my air asset sent me a report, which of course I cannot read on the air, but let me just share this.
Maybe you could pretend like if somebody sent you something and you were going to make up a great report, what would it sound like?
That what the president has done by sending troops to the border and with their deployment from Brownsville all the way over to San Diego, but especially in the Texas area right now, and with the wire fences that have gone up and with the observation posts that have all been established already, there have been no crossings in the normally very busy Rio Grande area, McAllen, aww, Texas, Brownsville, Texas, which are normally hot spots, Brownsville, El Paso, McAllen, the whole Rio Grande Valley, few to no crossings. And there appears to be an absolute decrease in activity across the entire southern border of at least Texas. That's as far as I can discuss right now. There are additional individuals that have been spotted coming up from Honduras and all of that, but that's still way south of Oaxaca. They are still 10,000 plus in the Oaxaca, just south of Oaxaca and in the Oaxaca area. That's Mexico. and that is 600 miles south of our border. So there still appears to be a large contingency. There still appears to be a large contingency of migrants in and about the Oaxaca and just in and about the Oaxaca and just south of Oaxaca area, totaling 10,000 plus. But they're not making any movement north. So you guys are getting this even before
The media gets it to lie about it.
Or before anyone else is getting this that I normally send this to. So that's about as far as I can go right now. But
it's 10,000 people, though, in that one chunk?
Plus or minus?
Plus.
It's plus, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
He flew over at both 5,000 feet and then at 500 feet. And that's pretty low. I can't get into any specifics, you guys. I apologize. To your listeners.
So just to be kind of clear on this whole thing, you have, let's just say 10,000. Okay, we know it's more, but you have 10,000 people who didn't used to be in that spot that are now in that spot. I don't care if it's a concert or a football stadium or whatever. You pull 10,000 people together, you have to feed them.
You've got some logistic problems there with food.
Toilet problems. You have all sorts of issues. How's that all being? I mean, is the government taking care of that, or is this all these private groups?
Without getting into it again, I can't, but what we have is 10,000 plus in the Oaxaca, in the community of, in the city. Oaxaca is a fairly good-sized city, but 10,000 plus that have been relegated to a certain area in the Oaxaca border.
And just to help people out that are literally looking at a map, it looks like Oaxaca, the Oaxaca does. It doesn't start with a W, it starts with an O. So for those of you who don't speak Spanish and are not familiar with Mexico.
O-A-X. Yeah. O-A-X-A-C-A. It's Oaxaca. So there's 10,000 plus right in the suburbs of Oaxaca. And then I'll quote this right here. I observed another group of migrants packing up and consisting of 3,000 to 4,000. I won't say where, and I also spotted another group, consisting of 1,500 people packing up. And then a third group of 2,000. So what he's giving me are the actual locations of all the groups that number, 10,000 plus. And then he's giving me, coordinates and, highway markers and other markers, where he is reporting, additional migrants inbound to the Oaxaca area. So there are approximately 12,000 to 13,000 in within a 50-mile stretch of the Oaxaca area. That's a lot of people, like you just said, be it a football game or whatever.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Lyle. If that many folks do, and I'm not saying they'll ever get to the border, but if they did,
yeah, let's pretend.
Do we have the capacity to stop that large a number of people from crossing a border without it turning into a bad situation? I mean, are we gonna actually try to stop that many people?
We have to stop that. You can't let 10,000 people muscle their way over the border of your country.
Well, that's going to get really ugly.
There's one other thing, Lyle, you mentioned while you're telling them is there's a lot of militia on this side. Fully armed, waiting for that, and they're ready to fight. So, along with the military.
Yeah. Bill. Again, a germane question. I'm not in that network where I have to make those command decisions. I don't know what the command decisions have been made or what the protocols are. I do know, and Jim, correct me if I misstate this, but I do know, or at least my understanding, how's that? My understanding is that the president has given direct orders to the commander of South Command Southern Command, that they are not to cross the border, period. And they are our military is armed, and they are to take all deliberate steps to keep this invasion from occurring.
Yeah, because that's what it is. I mean, it is an invasion.
It is an invasion, and Jim, again, correct me if I'm misstating this. I began to use those words a couple of weeks ago, as well as caravans, as well as marauders, as well as a couple of other things, because the narrative at the time was kind of lollipops and roses, and, you know, these are all people looking for a better life, and they'll join the PTA, et cetera. And I said, absolutely not. And these are marauders on their way up here. They have no intention of becoming assimilated. They have every intention of joining up with other networks that are here that are part of MS-13 and other nefarious groups, the plan being to collapse the United States in one form or another. So my commentaries, the word, and Jim's read them, have used the words invasion, and then I supported it with documentation, not just throwing out words to be sensational.
Well,
same with the numbers of the caravans. I broke them down. I gave the numbers of caravan number 1, 2, 3, and then 4. Gave the what was going on the trip. In other words, the food stations, the water stations, the bathroom stations. What we had, and what we've had up until now, the last couple of days, are companies, trucking companies, that have both American and Mexican licenses, and they've been driving porta potties, food, water back and forth, and positioning them in pre-staged areas all the way along the line. As you look at CNN or even Fox or somewhere, and they interview these poor people, you'll see that none of them really have clothes, or they look harried for the 1,000-mile walk they've been on. They all have new shoes or
tennis shoes. Smartphones.
They all look pretty well fed. They all look pretty well clean.
Yeah.
Smartphones. That's correct. They're in pretty good shape. Well, how can that be if they're trucking 1,000 miles? Well, they literally are being trucked. That's part of the answer. They are walking. My overflight did say yes, they are walking. There's he saw three different groups. They're spaced out over a 50-mile stretch. They are proceeding northbound. He gave me the coordinates for the highways, and they are walking. But they're also, in the past, up until just now, in the Oaxaca issue, they had been picked up and they've been brought north by trucks, flatbed trucks, and other forms of transportation. That is verified. That's not my opinion. All of that intel has gone to the right places to demonstrate that this is an extremely sophisticated and well-organized movement.
Mm. Well, I think I'm just really surprised that Mexico hasn't stepped up their efforts to stop this, because if it does get to the border...
Well, they did.
Well, it's still...
No, they did.
Well, they stopped the transportation.
Just now.
Right.
What you have is you've got 10,000-plus people now, mostly males, 16 to 40 years of age, right on the outskirts of Oaxaca, and they're being held there, and they have no transportation northbound. The Mexican government, through their military and their federal police, have stepped in and have not allowed any trucks to come into their region to pick up these people. So just in the last couple of days, the Mexican government has stepped in. I think it's because the incoming president to Mexico really is an ally to Mr. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, again, my opinion. It's based on some news media and other things. And I think he realizes that Mr. Trump's already cut off funding foreign aid to Venezuela, Honduras, Guatemala. Trump did that last week. He said he would if they did not turn this thing around. They didn't. He cut off all their funding. Mexico was next. And I think the incoming president of Mexico went, you know something? This is a whole new breed of a guy in the White House.
Yeah, he's actually going to do it.
He says.
Yeah, they figured he was actually going to do what he
said.
Well,
Aaron, he's demonstrated.
Right.
You know, he doesn't talk the talk. He doesn't draw a line in the sand like Obama did, and then that's good for giggles, and that's about all.
Yeah, and then skip around on it. Yeah.
This president. Oh, no,
well, he did tell Putin to knock it off. Remember, he got pretty mad.
Well,
he
that's true.
To knock it off.
And then John Kerry got on his pink girl bike and rode around and got James Taylor to go over there and sing him a song. Jeez. We're going to take our last quick break so we can ruminate on John Kerry's little girl bike activities, which is just a terrible visual. But we do have a little James Taylor for you, so, you know, we're going to join in.
We've got so much more to talk about.
So much more. And we only have, 10 minutes. Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to We the People.
Talk about the U.S. inflation. I understand. Just a little.
No comprende. It's a riddle.
I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio.
There we go. That's as close as we're going to get to John Kerry today.
Making model tossing.
Just a little. All right, fellers. Get 10 minutes. I can't even believe the time's off. Well, this is ridiculous.
I know. I don't even know how to phrase this, but since I've said other dumb things on your show in the past and you still let me come back.
I'm excited now.
We only have about 10 minutes. I want Jim to maybe finish some thoughts. There's another show here. This is self-promoting. There's another show here, Bill. I'll talk to you instead of Aaron.
Yeah, okay.
The night before. And says, hey, Lyle, what are you doing tomorrow?
I got to get into the right routine.
Yeah. I mean, you know, our A-level guests can't make it. What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you up to?
I'm washing the car, taking out the trash.
Little stuff.
Yeah, something like that. There are threats after this election. Maybe another show we could come back and focus on what's already being set up, literally set up for the 2020 elections.
Yes.
What we've read to you, what Jim's talked about, the little blurb, and then what you guys are going to post that I've sent you. There is a very concerted plan. Please do not underestimate this. They are following a script. They, meaning the Socialist Democrats, the Marxists, they are following a script, and they're following it far more religiously than the conservatives want to believe. This is one of the struggles that I know Jim and I are trying to address in the church at large, especially the remnant church across the nation, and that is that the Democrat Party has their own list of 10 commandments. And I'm going to write an article, as you all know, I'm privileged to write some commentaries and articles for online publications, and I'm going to write on the 10 commandments that the Democrats have come up with in opposition to the Christian principles of this nation. And one of the things that they intend to do is to remove any vestibule, anything left dealing with the Christian, Judeo-Christian heritage of our nation, our foundings. And they're dead set of eliminating all that. So maybe after this election coming up, and maybe give us a couple of weeks, you might invite us back, or at least invite Jim back, and we can talk about something like that.
No, I think that's a great idea, because honestly, we have to give people, you know, it's one thing to tell people they need to pay attention and be vigilant and that there's a plan for all of this and that dismantling what we consider to be the good part of our country is coming, but I think it's really important to give people things that they can do, whether they're part of a group or whether they're an individual, information they can pass on, ways to be useful, ways to be informed, and...
Okay, let me break in.
Not just tell them that they're worried about it. They should be worried, you know?
Yeah, let me break in. I apologize profusely. I'm just getting intel right now that says 150 buses have been arranged to move to Oaxaca. Let's see, these are a large number of smaller. There are also other smaller migrant groups that are now around the Veracruz area, and the migrant caravans have now swelled to past 12,000, and that's coming in on Fox News right now.
And how are they? I thought they were going to stop that.
I've opened up a Pandora's box. I'm reading it right now in real time. I haven't studied it, but it's being verified as I'm looking at it that 150 buses have been arranged. I don't know where they're at. I don't know what their location is, but they've been arranged for Oaxaca. That's been confirmed.
Wow.
And that Fox News is now confirming that the caravan has swelled to over 12,000, which is basically what I said to you all based on my air flight that just came back. So that's validated. Maybe they're reading our reports.
They're listening to the show, I'm sure.
So anyway, what we have, let me do this and I'll be quiet and let Jim finish the last couple of minutes. What we have is a collision course, not only south of the border, but we have a collision course within this nation, and it's not going to go away, and this is not funny, and it's not to be taken lightly. There is a very concerted, very calculated program to collapse this nation, to get rid of Trump, and to turn this into a global community, the United States. So maybe in another show, discuss this.
And let's take one more thing off the table, the idea that we're all just going to find the middle ground. Because bottom line is between a representative republic and communism, there is no middle ground.
There's no middle ground.
And just in case people are curious about the whole communism and they want to think that communism is terrific, by the way, be sure to tune in on November 18th. We have June, whose last name will remain missing, but she came here from China. She grew up under communist China rule, came here to the United States, and really thought for quite some time that the Chinese were right and that we were lying to her and all this was fake here, until she finally learned that, like, the students in Tiananmen Square were murdered by the military. She didn't even know that. Then she started uncovering that her government had basically lied to her entire life. I think she was in her 20s or 30s when she came here. So she has got an amazing story of what it's like to live under what these people are promoting. So just in case you think communism or socialism or whichever version could be done correctly, and if they just did it right, it would be better.
Yeah, the good kind.
Yeah, we'll be sure and take that away from you. So that's coming in 2 weeks. Anyway, sorry, Jim. Now it's all you.
That's all right. Now, Aaron, you bring up a good point, because I'll finish up with this. When they got their shellacking in 2016, we heard that they got the message. They've avoided the flyover states, that true hardworking Americans they couldn't be in touch with. And so they were going to redo everything. And we have now Hillary saying she's not out of the running for 2020. We have Obama out campaigning. We have some of the same bunch that tried to get her elected out campaigning. We have Crying Schumer, Pelosi. We have Elizabeth Warren. It's amazing that they're coming back to the American people in 2020, unless something changes. They're going to have a war within their own party, or we're going to find a redo, part two, and they're going to cram the same thing down our throats,
exactly,
the American people's throat that they tried to before. You don't see a deep bench. You don't see new players. And if they do, it's people that are, for example, Manchin, that voted for Kavanaugh during the time to vote, and then he'll go back to voting against us every time. We've got to get smarter and know what's coming in 2020, especially when we hear Hillary Rodham Clinton is not out of the running and still thinking about it. And to me, that brings joy to my soul. You know, that would happen. That'd be a
as well.
Against the Republicans. But I wanted to finish up with that and thank both of you for having me. I'll take my 50 cents to Dr. Repacki and say again.
Thank you, Jim.
Something like that. Thank you very much, and I'm very honored to have been on your show.
Hey, well, we really appreciate it. Hope you come back no matter what Lyle tells you about us.
Well, we've kind of proven his point, I think.
Actually, yeah, he probably didn't have to tell you anything. Okay, I'll take that back. But, honestly, you know, you have to have discussions like this. You just have to, because these soundbite interviews that the media is doing, even when they have really great people on, there's nothing irritates me more. They have four really great guests all at the same time, and the entirety of that segment is like 2.5 minutes. And I think, well...
And the commentator does most of the talking.
It's like, which, we didn't learn anything. What the heck? So we really appreciate you guys coming on and explaining to people what you're actually seeing out there. So can you please be sending us stuff? And then if we need to rearrange some scheduling and come in and do some more updates on this, because people need to understand, especially if it gets ugly at the border, they need to understand what's really happening.
Well, I think by next week it's going to be upon us, the way these folks are moving. It's not going to take long.
Yeah, I don't know which of you knows this, but who wants to venture a guess? Okay, if they bring a bunch of buses, now how quick are they getting to the border? Crickets?
Crickets?
Nobody's going
to
say.
They're racing to get here before Tuesday.
Oh,
is that the deal?
Well, that was the plan, was to get here by Monday and to have a clash on the border. That was the plan. Yeah. The whole idea was to have all the media down there to show how mean Trump is,
right,
and how he was keeping poor little babies. That was the plan, and it's been derailed because they're in Oaxaca and they're in a holding area. The confirmation out of these 150 buses and all the stuff that I just gave you, that's all been confirmed. I just need to find out what it's all about. I don't know.
All right. Okay. How about this?
Anything you can
send us, I will post to the webpage. So if people want to keep up on the news that we're getting from Dr. Rabacki and from Jim, you can just refresh back to the website, and I'll add anything that comes through to that I'm allowed to add.
Thank you, Lyle.
Thanks, guys.
Eric, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
We really appreciate it. You've been listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. And you can catch the archive of the show at wethepeopleradio.us. See you next week.